Now, one of my favourite parts of the month is when Shirley Smith joins me here to talk to me, to show me all the things I did wrong as a parent over the last I don't know how long. Shirley, how are you in this lovely new year?
Hello, Declan. How are you? It's absolutely freezing today, but it's good. It's good.
Right. Now, look, we're going to talk about something, as I say, I think it's something that most of us at some stage in our lives as parents sort of felt like, oh, God, I'm an awful parent. Oh, God, I need help with this. Or, oh, God, I'm not doing this right, you know. And I know sometimes that's when we ourselves, and I often, even over the years, just often think like it's not necessarily when the kids are at their boldest. Sometimes it's how we feel within ourselves as well. But could you talk to us about sort of how do parents ask for help?
Yeah, I suppose asking for help can be a little overwhelming sometimes, especially with like we not knowing where to go, or on the internet you're bombarded with information where it can often be conflicting even. And friends and family, sometimes we don't want them knowing our business, or we, you know, want to keep it quiet, or sometimes we get unsolicited advice, you know, where granny or granddad is saying this is what you should be doing. And it just makes us feel a little bit overwhelmed. And no matter how much we love being a parent, there are going to be times where you feel stuck. And that's kind of normal, is what I'd like to get across today.
Yeah, whereas when it's happening to you, you feel, I am the worst parent in the world. Nobody else has ever come across this problem before. Why can't I manage it?
Yeah, or we think that we should be able to come up with solutions. And it's not always, like sometimes we're very attached to our, like there's an emotional attachment with our children, and there's nobody going to be as invested in our children thriving than us as parents. So I think it's about just kind of taking a step back and realising that reaching out for help is not a bad thing. But today I wanted to kind of talk through as well what kind of help is out there. So there are options, and people don't have to feel that they need to sit down and have a chat with somebody, you know, if that's not for them or they don't feel they're at that stage yet. But yeah, I mean, it's an awful feeling when you feel stuck, when you're trying your very best as a parent, and no matter what you're trying, you're not, it's not helping, or it's not making things better. And you can just, it just compounds your feeling that you're failing somehow, or that, you know. And I suppose I'm here to say you're not failing. I mean, I'm qualified in this area, and I've done lots of different trainings to facilitate parenting courses myself. But even as a parent in my, you know, with my own parent hat on, there have been times where I have felt stuck and needed to ask for help. I suppose I'm more confident in doing that just because I know how services work and I know what's out there. So I just want to give parents that bit of confidence that it's okay to ask for help. And it actually is a really good thing, because if we keep doing the same thing, we're not going to see a good result. Whereas if we maybe chat with somebody who's neutral, who's not attached to our children, they can help us unstick and give us tools and ideas that can actually turn things around for us quite quickly.
Yeah, because none of us sort of have degrees in parenting. Like, none of us went to university to study parenting. Your parenting skills come from your own parents, well, good or bad, and that's the thing. So really, you end up parenting a bit like your parents did you, even though at the time you swear, I will never rear my children like that. We all end up like our parents, don't we?
Well, we do, or we go the opposite, you know, where maybe we had a parent that was very strict, we might be decide that we're not going to be. So it can be either way, but we are definitely influenced by the adults who parented us in our childhood. And sometimes we might be influenced by something we read online and, you know, or chatting with friends. But yeah, it's kind of you're winging it a bit. Like, it can feel a bit like you're winging it.
You're absolutely winging it, yeah.
You know, like, but the thing is to, if you think of all the roles that parents play, like counselling, chef, first aid, you know, when you think of all the things that we'd need to be experts in, you could never possibly achieve that. So it's not a bad thing to reach out and look for help when you feel stuck. And as I say, it's really just about getting different tools and ideas that can help turn things around. And when you get the right idea or the right approach to a situation, things can turn around quite quickly.
Yeah, but one of the things that I'm sure that when you get to that stage, you feel, oh, I'd like to reach out. I can't reach out because I'm a failure if I reach out as a parent. Which is one thing we would never like to admit to ourselves. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I think we all fear being judged. You know, it's definitely something you think, oh, I should be getting this right, or I should know how to do this. And what I'd say to parents is, you know, if you're picking up the phone to someone like me, or you're walking in, you know, you're walking into the All Family Resource Initiative or other places like NEO up in the Community Health Project or wherever, you know, we're human also. We're not there to judge. We're there to support and to help and to help you. And I love sitting with a parent and working through issues that they might be having and helping tease things out to help them find better solutions. And when they come back to me then and say it works, like I feel the joy with them, you know. So yeah, like the main thing is, you know, services are manned and by trained professionals who will keep your confidence, you know, so the whole town's not going to know your business. That's one thing. But the other thing is, we're also human. So we're not here to judge. Our job is to help other people. And there's no greater joy than walking a bit of life's journey with somebody and helping them to be unstuck and to have better solutions or outcomes for their children. So don't be afraid is what I'd say. And think about the fact that the likes of me, you know, I'm for Y'all Family Resource Initiative, but there are other agencies that, you know, who have people like me at the other end. And that's the kind of people that you'll be talking to.
OK, and we'll talk about them in a while. But sort of what are your options? Or, you know, sort of how do you decide sort of what you're going to do? Or
yeah. So the first thing I'd say is clarify what you need. And that might sound like a very obvious one, but writing down what the problem is and bullet pointing what the problem is for you is going to help you tease out what kind of help you should seek. You're going to have a better idea of the kind of help that you should seek. So, like, you know, writing things down like, are you parenting alone? Are you wanting to connect with other parents who are in a similar situation to you? Is your child anxious when you say goodbye? You know, bullet point the issues so that that'll help you to figure out what door to knock on. But the other thing I'd say as well is, if somebody picks up the phone to me and I'm not the right service for them, right, I'm going to help them to connect with the service they need. And all the services operate in a similar way. So don't feel that if I pick up the phone, that's the most important. Reaching out or dropping in to somewhere, that's the most important part. Once you're there, if there's a better fit for you, then we will help you to connect with that better fit. So you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, it goes back to we're not all things to all people. In general practice, that would, you know, some people like one doctor, didn't like another doctor, and vice versa, you know.
Yeah.
And I think you have to recognise that some people get on better with other people.
And it's just who you feel comfortable and who you feel you can connect with and talk it through. And then there are certain agencies and organisations where their sole focus is a specific topic, say, Yana in Y'all here support people in domestic violence. That's a very specialist area. So somebody experiencing that, they would be the best fit. But if a parent was talking to me and explained some of the issues, and that was in, you know, one of the issues, then I would help them to connect with Yana. So and I know that Yana would help parents to connect with us, or with Y'all Family Resource Initiative or Bernardo's, or, you know, so like, don't feel that if you walk into one service and they're saying we're not the right fit, that doesn't mean that they're going to not help you, do you know? They may be helping you to connect with the right service or the best fit for you.
Yeah, and what other services have we got?
So in Y'all, the face-to-face, so there's a menu, I suppose. There's face-to-face supports, there is there's helplines, and there's online supports. So, and there's a mixture. And I'm just going to talk through some of what those look like. So face-to-face. So here, if you're worried about your child's mental health or their development, so you think they mightn't be reaching their milestones, then having a chat with your GP or your local or the local public health nurse is a good place to start if it's in relation to mental health or child development. And then, obviously, there's us in the Family Resource Initiative. You can... we're available Monday to Wednesday, so somebody can pop in to me. And for anybody who doesn't know, my name is Shirley, and my our number is 086-047-1060. And what we operate is a parent drop-in clinic, so when ask us anything, any Tuesday morning. We run monthly workshops, parenting courses. We're setting up a new peer support group for parents of children with additional needs. And that you can also just drop us an email and ask to go on our mailing list. And our email is info.yallfri@benardos.ie. And that way then you'll get emails about all the different activities and things that we're up to and what we're offering.
Now, is this available to anybody? It doesn't sort of depend on whether you have a medical card or not a medical card or anything like that.
It's a free service available to absolutely anyone.
Okay.
Who's a parent. And then we've got NEOF. And NEOF is in the Community Health Project. They've got a parent and toddler group. They've got a Lego kids group. It's called Build It Buddies, and loads of other supports for parents. And check out their Facebook page. I'd say go on to the Community Health the Community Health Project's Facebook page to find out more about what they do. You can talk to the school or creche staff that your child attends. So, like, and that's great for figuring out, like, is my child displaying this type of difficulty when they're not with me, or is it something that they are only doing at home? So having a chat with the preschool staff or school staff is another really good idea when you're assessing if there's difficulty. And I'd also say if there's school attendance issues or your child's displaying or talking about feeling anxious at school, it's really good to let the school know as early as possible. Start the communication.
Yeah, I generally used to find that teachers and school staff are so good at recognising what's happening with the child, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I know they're trained in it nowadays, but they just seem to have an innate sort of ability just to spot, yeah, there's something here, or yeah, no, or you've nothing to worry about, you know?
Yeah, and so, or sometimes a child can be behaving or displaying some difficulties at home that they're not displaying in other areas. But that in itself is interesting. And is good to know about. So, yeah, definitely reach out to school staff or preschool staff. And then what I was saying was sometimes parents, and it's normal, there might be difficulties that are a bit more challenging or need specialist care. So in Yall, you've got the YANA Domestic Violence Support, and their number is 087-296-3957. You've got Val, and Val is in the Benardos Yall Family Support Project. And that is, you know, she meets parents one-on-one, and, you know, she'll have a bespoke parent support. So it's specific and significant to the parent that they're working with. So it's tailored. So it's tailored to the parent's personality, the child's personality, that type of thing. Then you have the parent peer support group for parents of LGBT children. Contact Hayley on 087-989-0336. And as I say, you know, they're just some of the specialist supports that we have here in Yall. But don't worry if you're thinking maybe they aren't the right service for me. The important thing is that you take the brave step of picking up the phone or dropping into the service, and any one of those services would happily help you to link in with the right one. Your next option then, if you're not doing face-to-face, is helpline supports. So that's talking
right
to someone,
yeah,
over the phone. And obviously you can pick up the phone to me in the Family Resource Initiative. But then there are kind of like national helplines. So there's ParentLine, and it's designed to support parents over the phone. The lovely thing about ParentLine is they are open also in the evenings. So sometimes, you know, if parents are working, or maybe when the children are gone to bed, is when they feel free to have a chat. So that's good. There's the parent support, the Barnardo's parent support line. Obviously, then there's Women's Aid, Men's Aid, ISPCC have a support line. There's the LGBT helpline. So if you've got any questions around LGBT, there's the transgender family support line. So they support families of transgender young people. And that's kind of like your main, you know, that doesn't cover everything, but they're the kind of main helplines that support parents. So and they're all like low cost call numbers, you know, and it's, again, it's all free advice. So everything I'm telling you about today is free. There is no charge, by the way.
Yeah, well, no,
for any of the services I'm talking about.
Absolutely brilliant, you know, and I mean, as I say, but there's a lot there. There's an awful lot there for people to take in. Really, the first bit is get the phone and ring someone and talk.
Yeah, like I suppose for us, like for me, I'm very familiar with what supports are available in Youghal, locally, you know, or in East Cork generally, do you know? But then somebody might want to like talk to a national helpline because there might be other things that like one family, they support one parent families and they do parenting courses online. So, you know, there's different things. But like if you rang, say if you rang me, I would definitely help parents figure out
where they need to go.
Where they need to go. Yeah.
It may be you. It may not be you. It may be Neil. Yeah. It may be whoever. No, that's absolutely brilliant.
Then online support. So just say you want to read up more online and just figure something out for yourself for a little bit longer.
And a lot of people will do that first, won't they? They'll go online, they'll Google it or they'll do whatever. Yeah. Where do they go?
Yeah, so this is the thing. So online, take, you know, there is social media and social media is a great space to kind of ask questions. What I would say is if you're on like Facebook pages or whatever and you're asking a parenting question, proceed with caution because parents might give advice and there are people that you don't know and they may have a very different parenting style to you. And it doesn't work if that's the case, you know. Like if somebody comes in to me and they're looking for advice, I like finding out a little bit about how they parent. Because if I give them suggestions that's very far removed from how they currently do things, they're not going to take it on. Like, you know, you need to find a style that works with your personality. Don't forget as well, when you're reading things online, that you are the biggest expert on your parenting and what will work with your child. So if you read suggestions, you're going to know in your gut whether it's going to work or not. Do you know? And trust your gut and that expertise. Like you've watched your child grow from day dot. So you are the biggest expert on what they do. Social media, though, is great for finding out what supports are on offer, classes that are available, parenting workshops, that etc. that are running in your area. In Youghal, we've got two Facebook pages that I love is the Youghal Community Health Project and the Cumann na Bliana Facebook pages. They're great at putting up, and even Cry FM, it's great for putting up what supports and what's happening in the area. So I'd say definitely sign up to those. Then trusted websites. So like if you just want to read up a bit about stuff, there is the TUSLA have a great website and it's called Parenting 24/7. And it's spelt parenting and then the number 20 24. So it's called, if you just put into Google Parenting 24/7, up will come age and stage ideas for children 0 to 18 years. The other thing to say is professional websites don't track your information, like, so you can look at these things anonymously in case that's something that's a worry for people. And the HSE then also have a great website and it's called mychild.ie. So that's the HSE. And again, it's age and stage tips and ideas for parenting. And they're two parent websites that you can trust. You know, they've had psychologists, you know, pediatricians, they've had everybody look over these this information before they post it up. And then also there's Barnardo's, they're the national children's charity. They have great parent free resources. Particularly what I love is the booklets they have on talking to children maybe about domestic violence, about parent separation, about a bereavement. You know, they have great tips talking to them about maybe that a parent that has addiction issues. So those stickier kind of things, they have lovely books to explain them to children in a way that they'll understand, where the information's not too much. But generally, like, I would say go gentle to any parent and don't expect that you're going to have all the answers all of the time. I know when I had my first son, he was grand, and then second child came along and he was a completely different personality and was a sort of a curveball. These things happen because your children have their own unique personality, and sometimes that can be, you know, rub us up the wrong way, or it can cause difficulties where, like, we're not really understanding it from their viewpoint. So don't be afraid to pick up the phone.
Absolutely. And that really is the message, isn't it? Don't be afraid to pick up the phone. There is help out there. There's free help out there. There's extremely good expert help out there. And it's available locally.
Yes. Yeah. And free. Yeah.
And free.
No cost.
Absolutely. Look, Shirley, thanks a million. As always, but I found today particularly enlightening. A lot of it I should have known. I didn't know all of it, I can tell you. I certainly didn't know all the different services that are available. There's quite, compared to, we'll say, 20 or 30 years ago, there's quite an array of services available for people. So they should not feel that they're unsupported, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah. And as I say, everybody's different and everybody reaches out for different types of support. And these days there is a menu of options that not everybody might be aware of. So it's just good. Information is, forearmed, is forewarned anyway. So, I just hope that some parent today finds it helpful and does pick up the phone if they're feeling stuck.
I think they absolutely will. Shirley, as always, thanks a million.